Hello and welcome to GPTV on Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, you are hearing correctly. The Wednesday, the 27th of September. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer. All those people who are worried about getting it, you know, maybe it's just not happening anymore. It is a bit late today or this week, but we'll be back on the regular Tuesday run as of next week, Phil.
We've got all of these holidays, school holidays, religious holidays, football holidays. It's just thrown things out of kilter.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't shoot us, of course, for the fact that we're one day late. Because it's just things, you know, your neural pathways, Gary. I've been reading a book about neural pathways, about how once something becomes a habit, we just find it difficult to change.
Yes.
So look at this, viewers, as not us being late with GPTV. Look at this as us helping you challenge your neural pathways.
Life just gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it, Phil, of the best plans? It just happens to get in the way sometimes, but that's how it
Do
is.
You know, this neural pathways is really fascinating because it challenges your brains when you're trying to activate against your traditional neural pathways.
Well, it helped
Gary.
Me get get the quaddy on Saturday.
Just a little thing, right?
Okay.
What hand do you use to brush your teeth?
I use my right hand.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Try using your left hand.
Why?
What hand do you use when you shave?
I use my right hand.
Okay. Yeah. Try using your left hand.
Well, I don't have
because,
to.
Because
it's not your business what I do with my teeth and my face.
Well, the point, Gary, is that the little things. The
Why
little,
don't you mind your own business?
Little changes
yeah.
will help your brain stay fresh.
Is it?
So
right.
This is the Brain Stay Fresh edition.
Well, I'm doing words with friends, you know.
Well, that's a good
first
thing.
First thing in the morning.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
having said that, interesting, you know, Sudoku. People talk about Sudoku. Sudoku. Great for your brain.
I don't talk to people about Sudoku.
So once again, you've been doing Sudoku time day in, day out. That is establishing a neural pathway, which ultimately is better than not doing it, but it's important to try things differently. And I'll tell you one thing, Gary, I always come into...
Can I go and have a cup of tea and just come back?
Oh, this is fascinating. But
fascinating for who?
I drive into my garage by driving down the driveway.
That's fascinating.
Right? No. But I tried.
Oh, where would I have been without this?
I tried reversing down the driveway.
Yeah,
it completely does your head in when you try to do the same thing that you do, but you do it differently.
Well, then just don't try to do the same thing differently. Just keep doing the same thing. It's been working all right.
Could be a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we went on that little bit of a rant, Phil, but we didn't talk about the footy. And of course, unfortunately, and I think. You know, we talked about this last week.
This was a decoy. Neural Pathways was a decoy for not having
to
talk about
Carlton
Army.
Carlton, the first quarter, we were celebrating and the drinks were out. We were booking, you know, trying to find ways to get the grand final. And by half time, we thought, maybe we don't need to worry.
I'd say by about 10 minutes into the second quarter.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. But anyway, look, Carlton were brave. They put it in there. They were in the finals for long. You know, for the first time, we knocked out Melbourne. We had some fun doing that. But look, good luck to Brisbane and Collingwood. It's very hard to know who to barrack for because, you know, as a Carlton supporter and probably Melbourne, your natural thing is to hate Collingwood. You have to hate Collingwood because they are good. And of course, they're the arch enemy. But then you don't really want to be unfaithful to Victoria either. Because,
I think get behind Collingwood. Look,
probably
let's
have
face
to.
It. Queensland, they've got the weather.
Yes.
They've got the beaches.
Yes.
They've got
they've got
rising immigration.
They still have meter maids?
They've got, well, possibly. Okay. They've got everything. Queensland these days has got everything going for
it. Is it wrong to like meter maids?
It is politically incorrect, Gary, to even talk about them
anymore. I'm sorry
anymore.
About that. Okay.
So get behind Collingwood. Yep. Victorians get behind Collingwood. In fact, the whole of Australia should get behind Collingwood because, let's face it, Queensland is overindulged for life's most beautiful
things. Do you think young people
things.
Would know what the meter maids in the Gold Coast were?
No, Gary,
probably
let's
don't.
Leave it behind.
Let's leave it behind. Well, I can't really cheer on Collingwood, so I've got to have to go for Brisbane, Phil. I'm going to have to go for there because I just, as the arch enemy and as someone who's catching up to Carlton's score of flags and grand finals, I've got to see if we can keep
shout
them back.
Shout out to Lachie Neal for winning the Brownlow. That was actually, the Brownlow vote is normally the most boring thing on the planet.
Yep.
But last night's Brownlow vote was fantastic.
Yes.
It was compelling viewing and was decided in the last round, which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, I was there last night, Phil.
What, you were at the Brownlow?
No, I was at Crown. I saw a few Brownlow people there. Well, I should say the night before last, shouldn't I? I don't want to give away the recording time of the show. You know, lots of people running around there, Phil, and, you know, people make a big effort. It's a big deal, the Brownlow. Anyway, we're getting off track because people do tune in sometimes, to know about real estate.
Sorry to interrupt. Yep. Sorry, Irene, for interrupting Gary. But I think last weekend, for us, was winning the Brownlow.
Yeah. Because, well, I think it was winning the grand final.
Well, really, absolutely. Yeah. Because viewers, we had 25 auctions last weekend, and that is a phenomenal number of auctions for any agency across Australia. In fact, I'd probably say as an agency, we probably did more auctions than just about everybody in Australia. 25, and we sold how many out of 25, Gary?
Phil, maths was never our strength at school. No. But I'm pretty sure that 100% means we sold 25 out of 25. Let's put up some boast music now, because
industry
that is big boast, loud.
67, 68%.
I can tell you, Phil, Domain report 66, REA 69.
Which
put
is
the
why
towers
I said
up.
67, 68.
Yeah, put the towers up at 67%.
Throw
put
confetti
ours.
Over the top. I want somebody
fireworks.
With a balloon, with one of those whizzes or whizzes
We'll see what our creative people can do, and lots of loud boast music. That is a big boasting week for us, and I've got to say that I did say at our sales meeting to our team, congratulations, they all worked hard to make that happen. Phil, it doesn't happen by chance.
It does.
It's not by coincidence.
And keep in mind, viewers, we're across, I don't know, about 15 suburbs.
Yeah, we are.
Price ranges from
$250 to $4 million.
$4 million.
Yep.
So the reality is that we covered a big territory. We covered a lot of different product types, and to get 25 out of 25, we are absolutely so stoked and proud of our team, because that no one does that from that sort of volume.
No, they don't, Phil, and that was extraordinary. So no one else could claim that result, I wouldn't think. And we've just had a sale this morning, a big one in Murrumbeen.
Yes.
We won't say too much
about
it.
Yes, keep that one under wraps,
that
Gary.
One, just a quiet
who
one.
Would have ever thought we would be making sales in Murrumbeen between
circa
$3 and $4 million?
That's right.
Dollars,
between $3 and $4 million.
Much closer to $4 million than it was to $3 million, just
for the record. Unbelievable things going on with Christian DeVries, one of our experts of Murrumbeen, who's joined our team. So shout out and well done to Christian on that one. Phil, so much going on, exciting time of year. People are starting to move now in terms of getting things happening. We are also doing twilight auctions now.
Yes.
We're doing midweek auctions now. It's an exciting time. The sun, how good's the weather been, by the way?
It's been spectacular.
Just fantastic.
And keep in mind that we're about to have daylight savings.
Yes.
I can't remember the date, but it's
this weekend, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, one of my
really?
Favourite things is to put it to people this. You know, it's what I like to do, and it's become a bit of a family joke. That if you did not adjust your clock and you turned up to an auction this weekend,
yes,
would you have missed it, or would you have got there early?
Okay, well, Gary, I think I know
don't
the
answer.
Don't try to,
an, don't try
answer,
to answer. I'm going to leave it to the viewers.
Is there a little prize?
Yeah,
little
I think
prize?
We give some tickets, some movie tickets. People think about it, because I have confused people like out of our home. You know, Nina's boyfriend said the other day, he's now sort of wandering around the streets, wondering what the hell happened to him. People are stunned. They don't know the
What's
answer. They can't work it out.
Because, why would Nina's boyfriend
because I've asked
be
this question,
stunned walking
because I've asked
around
this question
the streets?
And I throw a few things in, and people can't quite work it out. But anyway, let's see if you can work it out.
He struck me as being quite bright.
He
but
is
a lot of is this
plenty
your
of bright
opportunity
people? No, he is bright,
in
Phil.
Public to
but
say.
Not at all. He is a bright young man, but lots of bright people have been stumped
but
by this
but
one,
he's
Phil.
He's walking around Caulfield
I've
at the moment stunned,
I've caught him out with this one question, and I've caught a lot of people out. It's been the fall of many a young man, Phil, this question. And it's almost like...
Sounds like a son. The fall of many
got,
a young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but
Kenny
Lord,
Rogers,
but yeah,
maybe?
No, it wasn't. It was The House of the Rising Sun, Phil, which was the easy... was it the Easy Beats? I'll come,
come
to
on.
Me. I think
can
so.
You keep moving
anyway,
the
okay,
show
let's,
along?
We're going to talk about real estate, aren't we? I keep forgetting. Anyway, we did have a thumping weekend. Well done to
25
everybody involved.
25 out of 25.
100%.
You haven't been paying attention.
Been paying attention. We're a little bit more than just a little bit excited. Phil, let's review some of our sales, shall we, as we go along through.
Let's
and
do that.
Look, we continue, Phil, to do very well every time we sell a property in Armidale, Paran, Malvern, Malvernese,
South Yarra. Oh, you're going to talk about that lovely Armidale sale?
And, you know, I don't want to be unfair and call out the agent, but 18 Armidale, I should say 16 Armidale Street, Phil, was for sale for quite some time. It wasn't sold by the agent who had their opportunity to do so, and I'm sure they did their best, you know. But, Phil, it took the team from Gary Peart Associates to come on in, auction it, sold on the weekend for $2,750,000, Philip, with three bidders and a fourth one there who probably didn't get a chance to put their hand up. So congratulations.
A lovely thing happened to me at that Armidale auction because I thought my spiel was pretty good.
Yep.
And
it was pretty good.
Yeah, and
he was the auctioneer.
There was a large crowd of people, probably about 100 people. And I, you know, you see, you know, when you're doing an auction because you're scanning the crowd, you can kind of temperature test the reaction you're getting from the audience, because they're either engaged or they're unengaged.
I like the watch checker. You know, the person that's a watch checker. Always a timekeeper at the auction, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you start the auction a few minutes late, someone has a question, or the vendor can't be found, or someone comes late, and there's always the auction timekeeper.
Yes.
And they make a deal, you know?
And never, ever in the history of watch checking has the watch checker ever bid.
No, the watch checker doesn't bid. The watch checker doesn't bid or participate. Often a neighbour or somebody that just happens to be just wandering around with not much to do.
Aimlessly.
But let me tell you, that watch checker, the timekeeper, the auction timekeeper, anyway, waits for no auctioneer, man or woman.
I'm not sure this auction was late, so we've gone off on another tangent.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, I'm doing a temperature test of the crowd. And
there's a scowler there.
And there's a scowler.
We love the scowler.
We've got watch checkers and scowlers.
We should do a sort of a list of auction attendees and give them, because they all rate us. And we're going to rate you, the auction attendees. We're going to start rating you.
I should have said to the scowler, I'm giving you 3 out of 10.
Exactly right. As far as your participation in this auction, your attitude towards it, it's really not acceptable.
Correct.
We should start doing that now. Could you imagine? At the end of our career,
after the auction.
Yeah.
I had a number of people come up to me and say, such a good auction.
I really
enjoyed it.
A lot of good feedback.
You did a great job. If I'm ever selling my house, I'm going to use you. Well, not the scowler guy.
And the watchkeeper, the timekeeper. But I don't think they would have been too happy.
The scowler, of course, they never have the courage to say anything.
No. They might online.
Right, that's right. From a different address, a trolling address.
Yeah, trolling
anyway, address, the scowler says to Matt Morley, he was atrocious. He was rude. He was arrogant. I would never use that person to sell my house. So the good news is, Scala, that there were 5 people that would use us and you wouldn't. So
let's have a think about, would you rather please the Scala and disappoint the others?
Bit of a question.
Or please the others, disappoint the Scala? You know, it's part of life, Phil. Not everybody loves you. And in fact, as time goes on, there's less and less people out there that love you or me. Real estate agents, we aren't the most loved people. I can't understand why. I don't understand it. You know, we are out there in the community, lighthearted, trying to please.
I would say to all of those people that misunderstand real estate agents, come and spend a weekend with either Gary or I and get a snapshot view of our life. And I think most people, after they've spent some time or either with us through the selling process or spending a bit of time, understand that we are caring, sharing, hardworking, driven, lots of other adjectives I could use, but we're super people.
It's not all beer and Skittles on this side of the fence, Phil. It is a tough job, but we love it. We wouldn't want to do anything else. And, you know, every community, funnily enough, every sporting community or charity, there's always a real estate agent giving, isn't there, too?
There is.
You know, this is not a big pump
up of
our own.
And, of course, the scowler and the cynics would say we only give because
we're going to get some listings.
And,
yeah, exactly right.
Bit of truth to that, of
course. Yeah, of course, it is true. Not entirely wrong. Anyway, thanks for the scowler coming along. We love you colouring our day. And the watch checker and the scowler. We're going to remember you. And perhaps in more weeks, we can start addressing a few more. There's someone that called us for comment, and they've got a website, Phil, and the website's like, I hate real estate agents.
Yeah.
And there's like a million subscribers. So anyway, it's obviously popular to hate real estate agents out there, Phil. Who would have thought? We're just going to keep on doing our job and doing the best we can.
Interestingly, though, Gary, just to put a lid on this finally,
most
people do have a fairly negative view of real estate agencies.
Yes.
Now, real estate agents. And it's a bit of a popular myth in many ways. The thing that I always find interesting is that when we have a first-time seller and we've gone through the whole process from listing to being on the market to selling to settling, invariably that person is in awe of the level of work, expertise, energy, processes that their agent goes
through.
And I think it's only when you've been on the sell side of a transaction does the consumer actually have an understanding of the lengths and the difficulties and the depth and the process and the work that goes into it. So, of course, that's the segue to say, should you be thinking of selling and want to change your perception about real estate agents, we're up for the task.
We've got 25 less properties for sale after the weekend, just so happens to be. Anyway, that's enough sales talk, Philip, because a few people have probably just switched off now. We've just wanted to vomit in the toilet hearing all of our self-promoting talk. But look, we do love the business that we're in, and we hope that your real estate experience is a positive one. And if we can do that for you, even better. Phil, Armidale Street was sold, 4 bidders there, so that was great. We also had a great sale in Olinda Street, Phil, which was one of your auctions. Tell us a little bit. Prices undisclosed.
I want to shout out to the two owners of that property, Sonia and Vera. If you happen to be watching this show, you are the two of the most delightful people I've worked with all year.
Thank you.
Peter, who was helping them manage the process. Yep. Peter was fabulous as well. So shout out for them. We had a great result there, sold it well in excess of the reserve price, Gary. But it was quite emotional, family property, you know, when you've had a property in the same hands for, you know, decades, letting go is often difficult.
The price was in the high ones there, Philip, and suffice to say it was hugely popular.
Well,
and
it was sold for more than that, Gary.
It was, and not all of them were. Some was, you know, a lot of property sold within our range, one even sold under the range, Phil. It happens sometimes. Simon Bedolnik, I know he did a terrific auction and he was heckled. He was actually heckled, and I think he handled it pretty well. And you know,
heckling—I
wasn't
was
there.
Was it you that was heckling?
Could have been, Phil. Don't give away all of our secrets, but I think it was the one in Pasco Street.
Try and look up at the camera.
Yeah, but I need to
talking.
Get the address right, Phil. So you know, 14 Pasco Avenue, Bentley. So well done to Simon Bedolnik.
And what reason was he heckled, Gary?
There was just a person there putting in very low incrementals.
It wasn't a scowler or the
Clock checker. No. So we've now got in the crowd scowlers, time checkers, and hecklers. That's what we have to face every weekend, and loving it, to use a Maxwell Smart term. Anyway, well done to Simon Bedolnik. Phil, 2 at 468 Kooyong Road. Well, somebody just came on the day.
Two people
came on the day. So well done to Kane at Nissenbaum from our sales team, one of our young rising stars, Phil.
Yes.
Well done to him because he was involved in the sale of that property and he loved every minute of it. 5 Gun Street, Murrumbina. Well, we do so well in Murrumbina. Jack Slater handled this property and it was sold for $1,513,000 within our range, Phil. And I know Lee or Samuel loved auctioning that. Derby Crescent, Phil, a property that you sold, didn't get to auction.
No.
Sold beforehand. Tell us a bit about that property, though.
We had a lovely family that moved interstate, moved to Mullumbimby, of all places, Gary.
Mullumbimby.
Very cool place. In which
a lot of Bob Marley played there in Mullumbimby.
Well, there
a lot
is,
of Bob
Gary.
Marley.
There is. And often you can smell smoke and it's not the garden, it's not the barbecue variety.
No. And there's no fire.
Thankfully. But lovely family that we sold for, reluctantly let go of the house that they absolutely cherished.
Yep.
But I think we've sold it to an equally lovely couple that are going to be moving in there.
We had another sale in Derby Crescent, also went before auction.
Yes.
Didn't even get to see the light of day.
Quietly
a beautiful
done.
Unit. So a great spot there. And of course, you've mentioned it, and we've said many times, that whole Caulfield East precinct, Phil.
Yes.
That wonderful supermarket opposite the racecourse, the plans for the racecourse.
Yes.
We have a lot of clients, Phil, that we sell for and deal with who are involved in the races. So all
but
of those
also,
losses.
But also, since the rail line overpass and the bypassing of the level crossings, it's just made that whole area so much more accessible.
Yep.
And keep in mind that East Caulfield Shopping Centre is also underpinned not only by the Racecourse Shopping Centre, but it's underpinned by Kunang Road, which is a gentle stroll.
You've got
Monash University. You've got so much going on. We love East Caulfield.
We sure do. And of course, once you walk through, I think I mentioned I did that walk through Kunang Road. What a buzzing place that
buzzing.
Is. Loving it. Anyway, Phil, that was sold. So well done again on that one. Phil, on Sunday, I know Lee or Samuel had the pleasure of auctioning a property in Wilkes Street in Caulfield North. That wonderful, it used to be the Alma Club, Phil.
Yes.
But that was sold.
Nice development too.
I love that development.
Beautiful.
Sold within its range. 1.1 to 1.2 was suggested. It sold for $1,183,000 just in the upper end within the range, Phil. I had some fun selling Cambrook Road, Phil, on Sunday morning. Went particularly well. Was suggesting the low ones there. There was great competition for it with 3 strong bidders. And apartments, Phil, are still selling well. 6 at 51 Khartoum Street, particularly the established apartments.
That was a lovely apartment.
That was a really nice apartment, sold for $665. And we had a teary buyer, Philip, because when we sold it, the young lady who bought it was very emotional, was, you know, very teary. And you know, I love seeing that. I love seeing people passionate about their real estate and their purchasing, Phil.
Well, if you think about it, because we've both bought houses through the auction process, you've got this build-up of emotion that starts really from the moment that you've decided, this is the one, and then heading into the weekend of the auction, the week heading up to the auction weekend, you're starting to become nervous and anxious.
Yep.
And then if it's a Sunday auction, you've got to wait through all of Saturday seeing the auction results. So by the time the auction does come around, you know, there is a lot of pent-up emotion.
It's a highly emotive
time. And I think that if there's one thing that we always need to remember is that the sale and purchase of real estate, it is a very emotive time.
And stressful.
And stressful.
It's stressful to a great degree.
The more we can do...
To alleviate
stress. To alleviate that, the better.
Yeah. Anyway, great. Well done to that buyer who was very, very excited and had somebody with her bidding. I think it was a father or, you know, uncle or friend. And she was like, oh, thank God he was here because I just couldn't have done it. So well done. That's a big weekend, Phil, of properties. And usually we would be reviewing all of the auctions we have for the weekend upcoming. But the reality is, Phil, we don't have any upcoming.
No auctions, Gary.
Grand
we've
final
got
weekend.
An opportunity for to take a little bit of a deep breath.
Not
we've
too
got,
much.
We've obviously got the public holiday on Friday.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that.
And imagine if there had been a public holiday on Friday for the grand final, if it had been Brisbane and the Giants.
No, wouldn't that have
playing.
Been a joke, yeah.
That would have been somewhat embarrassing for the state's leaders, I would have thought.
It's a point away from happening, 2 points away.
But at the end of the day, it's a holiday on Friday for us to rejoice this incredible game of football and all it does for the community. And then the weekend, a quiet weekend of no auctions. But we will be back powering with a big weekend following.
Oh, yeah, Phil. We've got some big weeks coming up. We've got some beautiful properties coming through.
We
and then we've got the racing, the Melbourne Cup
Gary,
weekend
I said
off.
In a meeting yesterday that with one of the team that I work with that after this weekend, there is 10 weekends to go before the second weekend of December. We'll probably go into the third weekend, but you take the Melbourne Cup weekend out of that, only 10 weeks to go. So viewers, if you're thinking about selling a property, regardless if it's a one-bedroom apartment or a multi-million dollar mansion, if you haven't appointed us yet, you need to do so urgently because the year's almost over.
Get your roller skates on and get moving fast. Phil, we've got a few properties to review that aren't really coming up this weekend, but they are forthcoming and they are exceptional properties.
Yes.
One of those is 55B Bundeera Road in Caulfield South. I don't think they make them any better looking than this one, Phil.
Gary,
this
is about as good as it gets. The most fabulous town residence, although I describe this as just a luxury home because it has 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, a swimming pool, every conceivable luxury that opens and shuts, and north-facing at the rear, so... There's everything to love about that and more.
That is fantastic. Phil, we just had the launch and the start of a property that's been brought to the market, and I think it's the first time in a long... Well, I know it's the first time in many, many decades, Philip. This is the home at 14 Ontario Street, and this is a great-looking
property. Gary, almost 800 square metres of prime land, and Ontario is one of the best streets of that location.
Yep.
4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, undercover parking for 2 cars, a swimming pool, solid brick home, beautifully built. You can move straight in. You can further update it subject to council approval. That is... an absolute beauty.
A special home in the Golden
and
Mile.
And going from one special home to another special home, Gary, check out number 9A Lindock Avenue. If you want to see the incredible family facilities, go online, have a look at our video. You will see me in the back garden, jumping for joy in the back garden.
Yes, I don't know about that. I'm not sure if I love that.
Well,
it's innovative.
The vendors liked it, Gary, and I'm a man that wants to appeal to our vendors. The vendors loved it. 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, double lock-up garage. This is the most exquisite house. A shout out to the vendors who, you know, it's funny, I went through to do the video and I said, is this the way you normally live? And she said, absolutely, we haven't cleaned up for you. They love their house. They've looked after it beautifully. It is a stunning home. And Lindock Avenue, Gary, is one of the best streets of Eastern Kilda.
And has it improved?
And Caulfield North, because it's kind of just across the road from Caulfield North. One of the best parts about this property, of which there are many things to celebrate, there is a gate in the back fence that takes you into Chattersley,
which
is a no-through road. So Lindock's a no-through road, but behind you have Chattersley Avenue. So if you wanted to, say, walk to Carlisle Street,
that little pedestrian,
or walk to North Caulfield, just open up your back gate, down into Chattersley, and you're in Balaclava Road. So a bit of a secret there. Love that house.
Love that house, Phil. And I think the auction scowler would have watched you on that trampoline and just hoped with some slim chance that possibly you might have just misplaced a foot, maybe broken your neck or fallen off the side.
I'm not sure the scowler was that sort of person.
I think
scowlers can have evil thoughts.
They can be very dark, the auction scowlers, can't they? Anyway, Phil, that's a big wrap on this week's September and last September edition, because we're in October next. It's running away from us, Phil. As before our very eyes, the year's just running, like Kathy Freeman, just going fast, Phil. And that is a big wrap on this edition of GPTV. We'll look forward to seeing you next week on Tuesday. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Thanks for watching.